The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From Grand Casino Arena in St. Paul, Minnesota, the San Jose Sharks start up a three-game road trip looking to extend an outstanding set of games that they've been playing. The last six straight games, they've allowed two goals or less, including one goal against in each of the last three games, all victories. The Sharks right now are in a stretch in which they are 5-0-1 in their last six games. And they're coming off an impressive home sweep over the weekend against two really solid teams, the Winnipeg Jets on Friday and the Florida Panthers on Saturday. It should be no coincidence that both Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith are on a roll. Smith has a four-game point scoring streak coming into tonight with two goals and three assists in that span, and Macklin Celebrini has scored the first goal for the team in each of the last three contests with 6 points in those games. Celebrini currently is tied for third in the entire NHL in scoring with 10 goals and 14 assists, 5 points behind the NHL leader Nathan MacKinnon of Colorado. Obviously, since it's the first goal of the game for the team, each of those tallies has been really important, including in Seattle, when his eighth goal of the season went in 1:08 into the first period.
Back behind the goal line, it's fed out in front, but Orlov poked it aside. Good job there against the Kraken forechecker, Jaden Schwartz. Coming back the other way now, it's Smith, Toffoli, and Celebrini. Celebrini's right out in front of the net. He pushed the puck toward the goal, but it went wide. Now it's in the right-wing corner. Grabbed there by the Kraken D, Adam Larson. Lost it, fed in front, Celebrini shoots, he scores! Larson lost it, Toffoli fed it right in front, and Macklin Celebrini said thank you, and he snapped it home to give the Sharks the 1-0 lead at 1:08 of this first period.
In that, their most recent road game, the Sharks cruised to a 6-1 win, but it was a lot more defensive at home against Winnipeg and Florida. Celebrini's goal tied the game at 13:46 of the first period against the Jets at a time in which the game was definitely up for grabs.
All right, back in the Sharks zone. San Jose just lost the puck. Smith couldn't handle the bouncer. Parker Ford gets it in the corner, sends back to DeMello and Morrissey on the point. Morrissey shoots, blocked in front, sent ahead. It's a break for Celebrini. He's down the middle of the ice, almost alone, moves in, score! A spectacular move by Macklin Celebrini to the backhand, and he ties the game 1-1 in a showcase of speed, elan, skill, and leadership. The Sharks have evened the score against the Jets.
But then, with 4:21 remaining in the third period, Will Smith scored the most important goal, the game winner.
Kurashev gets it. 4:27 to go in the third. Kurashev centers. Will Smith throwing it over to the left. Celebrini, knock at it. Score! Will Smith's going to get it. Right in front of the goal, Smith was trying to set up Celebrini and went off the defense and in. And the San Jose Sharks take the 2-1 lead, and Will Smith should get credit.
Alex Nedeljkovic, who gets the start tonight in Minnesota, made a big save in that Winnipeg game in the first period, and it's been that kind of goaltending that the Sharks have been getting lately.
Off the faceoff, nothing to score. Sharks in a big four-minute power play, but uh-oh, Liljegrinjic got pickpocketed. Here comes Lowry, breakaway, shorthanded, shoots, great save by Nedeljkovic. Off the breakaway, shorthanded by Adam Lowry.
And let's not forget about the last part of that game against the Jets in which Nedeljkovic really shut the door.
Jets throwing it around. Here's Morrissey shooting it toward the net. Save made, rebound. A great stop by Nedeljkovic off of Vilardi. Behind the net, Scheifele is shot. Save made by Nedeljkovic. Rebound, Graf holds it against the boards. That's the smart thing to do. Let the clock tick. Finally work free by Winnipeg. 20 seconds left. Morrissey on the point. Sins down low. Vilardi, centering feed. Where is it? It's stopped by Nedeljkovic. It turns out behind the net. Winnipeg, tremendous pressure. Knocked free by Liljegren. Can the Jets get it? They do. They keep it in. It's Morrissey heading toward the net, firing the puck on a toe drag, high and wide, and this game is over. What a finish for the San Jose Sharks. Final score, the Sharks 2 and the Jets 1. San Jose ending a five-game winless streak against Winnipeg that dates back to December of 2023 when they beat the Jets here at SAP Center by the same 2-1 score. Alex Nedeljkovic is getting worthy congratulations from a whole passel of people coming off the Sharks bench. Will Smith gets the game winner, but Big Ned, a big reason why this is a victory.
With the defending Stanley Cup champions in town, Celebrini again got the Sharks motor running in the first period.
They throw it back behind the Sharks. Net Mikkel is already back on the point. Sealed off the lane, but lost it. And the Sharks clear down the ice. Penalties over on Skinner. He's making his way across the rink, and now the puck goes in the net. A weird dump-in. Well, guess who? Macklin Celebrini is going to get this one. As the San Jose Sharks saw the penalty come to the end, out of the box came Skinner, and as he was making his way back toward the bench, on a simple little looking dump-in, Macklin Celebrini is going to get credit for putting the Sharks in front 1-0 because it went off of Ekblad because of Celebrini's defensive play coming out, and that's just genius for the San Jose Sharks.
But it would be Yaroslav Askarov in goal, making big saves against a hard-working Panther team that outshot the Sharks 20-3 in the second period and 33-9 in the second and third. It's goaltending again that helped get it done.
3.5 to go in the third. 2-1 Sharks. Angle shot right on net by Bennett. That's a good save by Askarov. The final 8 seconds ticking off in this game, and the San Jose Sharks are on the verge of doing something really special. The fans sense it too. Sharks dump it down the ice. The final seconds tick off. The fans come to their feet. The horn sounds, and that's it. The San Jose Sharks, behind spectacular goaltending by Yaroslav Askarov and critical plays on the ice when needed, have held off the defending Stanley Cup champions. The final score, the Sharks 3 and the Panthers 1. And how about San Jose Sharks hockey? They're one game over 500, and they sweep two of the best teams in the NHL over the weekend at home in Winnipeg and Florida.
And so that brings us to tonight's game against the Minnesota Wild, in which the San Jose Sharks are 7-3-1 in their previous 11 games. They've picked up points in 6 straight at 5-0-1. And according to head coach Ryan Warsawski, things are cleaning up defensively.
Yeah, there's more predictability in our game on both sides of the puck, I think, has been the biggest thing. We've obviously got some chemistry going with some lines. I think that helps. More emphasis on, obviously, the other side of the puck, and I think our guys are doing a pretty good job. Have an understanding with game management more so than maybe D-zone coverage, but we're starting to learn, when to make a play and when not to make a play has been the biggest thing.
Everyone remembers the Wild overtime that occurred here on October the 26th when the Sharks were stuck with 3 men on the ice, finally made a change, and had Macklin Celebrini score that dramatic game winner. Well, the lineup has changed a little bit for Minnesota since then, and Warsawski talked about the changes that makes in his team tonight.
This is a team that, they're built, the way they're built with heavy forwards up front, obviously the skills and the Kaprizovs and the Boldus, but they're big and they get to the net. They work off the puck. I think with one of the best teams in the league as far as playing on the inside in the offensive zone. There's always three around it. So we got to be tight in front of our net. That's going to be a big key, and not fuel them with some turnovers to the neutral zone. So those would be the big two things that we're looking at. I'm sure Heinze has a pretty good game plan as well. And at the end of the day, it comes to who executes it and who does it more consistently.
Alex Nedeljkovic gets the start in goal for the Sharks tonight in Minnesota. Shakir Mukhamadulin replaces Tim Liljegren on the D pair with Dmitry Orlov. And the big news is that William Eklund is back, which brings a smile to the head coach's face.
Yeah, back on the mission, I would say. So he's been good for us, plays in all situations. So I'm excited to get that line back together.
The big difference in this game is Matt Zuccarello's appearance. Warsawski says that when he's in the lineup, things are different.
I mean, the goal they scored the other night is tic-tac-toe. It's the nicest goals you'll see in the league. So they obviously, Zuccarello has helped us, their offense as far as off the rush in the offensive zone. They have some good chemistry going, and they can, get eyes in their back of the head in a sense of they know where each other are. We've seen that here a little bit when we've played these guys the last couple of years. It feels like Kaprizov knows where his line mates are extremely well. So obviously when we're in the defensive zone, we're going to be pretty structured.
Don't forget, tune in to San Jose Sharks Minnesota Wild Hockey at 4:30 Pacific Time on the Sharks Audio Network. Find us on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, also at sjsharks.com/listen, and on our terrestrial radio network affiliate list in Northern California. Jamal Mayers joins me with the call today, and don't forget this. If you're at home and you're near a television and you're getting the national TV feed on ESPN Plus Hulu, you can sync up our broadcast right here using a DVR. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.